Gary Boyle, you score 3 goals away from home, you should be winning the game, shouldn't you?
You must have me bugged, because that's exactly what we said to the players. After, by the way, praising them for their character and their effort and the quality. Because we scored 3 fabulous goals, really were.
Defensively, a different story.
Well, I think, you know, we didn't start very well because Doncaster are a good team. As I said last week when they beat Blackburn, it didn't surprise me because of how they play and the Diamonds. And we worked on it, but, you know, there's a bit of confusion amongst one or two caused by the opposition, which you have to give credit for, and the way that they coached and managed. And the lads hit a wonderful strike. It hits the bar and it's the back of Ryan. But before that, you know, it's got Mark Cullen clean through. So you stood there thinking, well, the luck's not entirely with us. But the response, like I say, the first goal from Sean Longstaff, a wonderful strike, absolutely wonderful strike. But then we gift them the second goal, in my opinion, the way we had several chances to clear it. We thought there might have been a foul in the build-up as well, but, you know, that's taking that aside.
For that second goal, you never really regained your shape after a needless free kick from the young boy Longstaff on this side.
It was debatable whether it was a free kick. You know, there was one or two incidences where people are throwing themselves to the ground a little bit easy. But, yeah, we have, like you rightly said, we have plenty of opportunities to clear it. And you have to remember that we've got a lot of new bodies in there, and we're still growing and we're still learning. And it's exciting with the quality that we have and the character that they've shown today, in how well that they bounce back, that, you know, we can come and take a point away.
The half-time whistle mean you didn't really have chance to respond to the second goal, but the other two responses were immediate and excellent.
The second goal is a fantastic bit of individual play from Oliver Turton. You know, he's had a great schooling at Crewe, where they work on the two-footedness, and there's a great example of that. It didn't surprise me because, you know, we've seen him do it against us last season. So, you know, it's important that other people contribute with goals, and he's come in, and in the 3 games that he's played, he's been terrific for us, he really has. And he settled in ever so well. The third goal, I've just watched it back, and they score. You know, Clark's maturing as a player, he really is. He's been impressive, and I thought he was again today. And, you know, he just put his hand up straight away, said, my fault. And that happens with defenders. But they've not touched the ball from the kickoff. It was absolutely a fantastic response, a great run, great setup, and a wonderful finish from Cookie. Absolutely brilliant goal, brilliant team goal to top off 2 great individual goals.
What's the story with Mark Cullen? Is it a pull or a tear, or is it too early?
Yeah, no. Obviously, you saw him straight away. He went down and was clutching his hamstring and couldn't continue. It's been disappointing for us, that, because he looked sharp, and the actual build-up to the incident was great movement, and he's through. He's clean through to score, and that's what I was saying. You know, first half, you just think, you know, hello, is it going to be one of those type of days where things just go against you? But, you know, hopefully we'll assess it better on Monday. But it's fair to say that he's going to be missing for a couple of weeks for sure, which is disappointing.
How big a decision for you was it to go with the 3 at the back shape again away from home?
Yeah, it was something that, you know, we thought about, and we worked on 2 different shapes. First half, like I say, we couldn't really get into it, and it wasn't just a football or their formation, it was the attitude to go and close people down. And it wasn't too bad. We came here last year and did something similar. But it just shows you we haven't got the biggest resources in the league. So as a result of that, and I'm not being disrespectful to my group because I'm excited by them, we're not the best players, but we're going to have to be adaptable and flexible in formations and how we play and assess each game accordingly, and the planning and prep that's gone in this week. You know, in the end, we made Doncaster change their shape second half, so that showed you that we'd got into the game and started playing as we know we can.
2 brought into the group this week, Quigley and Dalmeida. Yeah. How far away from affecting the first team will they be?
I'm hoping that the reason that we brought them in is to affect the group straight away. And Quigley looks like he's going to be a real handful. Unlucky a little bit today not to be on the bench, but you know, he's had 1.5 sessions with us really, so that's probably why. But the boy Almeida Sessi is going to be some player, in my opinion, because he brings us something different to our midfield that we hadn't got since we lost this, unfortunately, Jim McAllister. And you know, he loves closing people down and as he said, ratting. So I'll stick with that. But I'm excited by the two of them as well, and they, like I say, excited by the group that we're trying to build. And you know, it's going to take time for them, but the early signs have been promising.
And finally, I got a glare when I asked this at this time of the year last year, but I suppose the shopping hasn't stopped yet.
Well, it depends who's available. Again, like you say, we've got to keep looking, because you never know what might happen in terms of people going out of your squad. But at the same time, if there's somebody that really becomes available that we think can have an influence on this squad, then you know, we've got to make sure that we're in contention.